Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
And now,
right now,
Don Lemon,
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
Don Lemon, back from Dallas, Texas, now in New York, up in Harlem. Good morning.
Good morning, Dallas. Good morning, Dallas and Louisiana, for the election. I watched that Landrieu election close up. And I gotta, can I just talk directly to your listeners? Can you guys just please listen, all right? Because last night someone sent me a tweet which reads, he said, the first word CNN should ask a Ferguson protester is, did you go vote? The tweeters, his name is @guy1749, followed up with another tweet that reads, and if they say no, turn away and go to the next person. So at first I shrugged it off. Then the more I thought about it, the more sense it made. Basically, what @guy1749 was saying is that you have to do more than complain. Mm-hmm. In order to affect any real change nowadays, you have to exert political and legal power, as we learned on Tuesday night. And if you don't want to hear it from me, you can hear it from this guy.
So to everyone who voted, I want you to know that I hear you. To the 2/3 of voters who chose not to participate in the process yesterday, I hear you too.
That wasn't a throwaway line. That was a diss. Did you get it? To me, what that message to people is that if you don't care enough to take advantage of the right for which some people died, that you don't care enough if you don't go out to vote. It tells me not, it matters to me not if you vote Democrat or Republican. It only matters that you voted. It is stunning to me that a minority gets to decide the majority as the direction of our country. So the question is, now what? Not so much for President Obama, but now what for all of us? For 6 years now, lawmakers who cannot work together have stonewalled us. And yet this president, like him or not, has still been able to get some things accomplished.
The fact is, more Americans are working. Unemployment has come down. More Americans have health insurance. Manufacturing has grown. Our deficits have shrunk. Our dependence on foreign oil is down, as are gas prices.
So
why do people hate you?
Why don't Americans feel it? And your question is better. So why don't people like him? According to the president, it is because income and wages, this is what he says, income and wages are stagnant. So people don't feel it where it is most important, and that's in their pocketbooks at home. According to the vice president, an interview he had on CNN a couple weeks ago, it is partially because this administration has not done a good job of communicating their accomplishments. Political writer Jeff Greenfield conveyed a similar sentiment to me on CNN on Monday, that the president needs to get out in front of certain issues as not to allow perception to shape the reality of what he has actually accomplished. It is no secret that Mr. Obama could have done more in defending his own policies, even to his own party, which seems to have abandoned him lately. If the president can't even get his own party to believe in him, why should Americans be motivated to actually take the time to go out and vote for the people who are supposed to enact his policies?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
go ahead, Tom.
Okay. I found out last week, a week before last, that in the country of Australia, you get fined if you don't vote. You get fined.
Right.
You have to vote or you are made to pay. Why can't we do that? Why do we have to vote on Tuesdays anyway? Why can't we vote online? Why can't you make it convenient for us to vote and fine us if we don't vote? I know I'm getting off the subject of what happened, but moving forward, it's not really convenient to vote. Tuesday is a terrible time to vote.
I'd rather vote on Saturday.
I'd rather vote on Saturday and Sunday. I'd rather use my phone, my smartphone, and vote rather than have to go in line. I stood in the rain on Tuesday to vote. I had to bend over backwards. Tom, why don't you make it convenient for me to vote?
In all fairness, I want to look at some people's phones and see if they voted on American Idol or on The Voice or whatever.
Yeah,
have you.
If you can do that,
if you can do that, you can. But Tom, there's early voting. You can go vote in some places on weekends. You can go at other times. You can go vote early. Right. There are people who, as we said, the difference would be made in churches where you take the congregation to go vote. You don't have to just wait till Tuesday to go vote.
And
that's true.
And
okay.
A lot of attention will be paid, Don, also to Colorado, which for the first time had an all mail-in ballot. Mm-hmm. Everybody mailed in their ballots. Maybe, you know, they're looking at other ways to make this happen. But as Don said, there really is no excuse, Tom, when everybody has an opportunity to go and vote.
How you like getting fined if you don't vote? How you like that?
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at that either. What do you think all those water hoses were for? All those people who got dogs. That was for the right
to vote.
To vote. Yeah. That's a privilege, as a matter of fact. I look at it as a privilege because people died for me to be able to do
that. Heck, we pay money. We pay money to go faster on the expressway with the HOV lanes and all of the express what have you there. We should be able to pay the price to go and vote.
We should
one-third.
We should be fined.
We should
one-third decided. Don't complain. I don't want to hear anybody complaining. Don't send it to me on Twitter or nothing. Do not complain about anything anymore if you didn't go vote.
You're going to get complaints. You're going to get complaints. Okay?
And I do want to hear from those people in Missouri that did not vote that, you know, I'm just saying.